Perfect. And then there is a January 31st. That was that was whenever we closed.
In.
Yeah. So there's January 31st. So we got January 30th, January 31st, February 6th, and then executive for February 6th. Is that what everybody has?
Correct.
Move to approve regular session minutes for January 30th, January 31st, and February 6th of 2023, and executive session minutes for February 6th of 2023. Note that on our draft it says 22, so I'll make that change.
Yeah. With correction.
Yep.
With correction. I have a motion.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We have our monthly budget report. We have Auditor David Clark in front of us.
January 2023, the GCR fund ended at $12,284,674, having revenues of $1,751,319 and expenditures of $1,311,657. Road and Bridge, the CART fund, ended at $2,072,984, and Road and Bridge fund was at $16,191,513.53. The transfer station was at $1,490,492.53. The law enforcement tax fund was at ended at $5,287,598.54, and the sewer ended at $14,394,260.92. All funds together, including some of the pass-through funds, the county has ended at $65,516,555, and that's the monthly for January. Thank you.
Any questions?
No, thank you.
Thank you. Next on our agenda is the approval for the 2023 records retention disposition. County Clerk Stephanie Spencer.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning.
Do each of you have the list?
Yes.
We do. I do. Correct? Yes, we all do.
I have a list of records that need to be destroyed. If you accept initially the records.
We will, with one question.
Okay.
On let's see here.
Page 10.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Page 10, number 2199A through 2201A. That has a one-year timeline on that with the beginning date of 22.
Oh, I see that, yes. That is a misprint.
Okay.
They are 2021 records.
Okay.
Yours.
Is this right? I'll go and double check. Yes.
Okay. I see.
Yes.
Okay. So.
So in the description, yeah. In the description it says 2021, but in
correct.
The start date it said 2022.
Correct.
Yeah. So move to enter into record with correction.
Have a motion.
do we need to accept it as well, or just enter the record is fine?
Enter into the record is fine.
Second.
Okay. Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next on our agenda is approval for agreement for fuel tank cleaning services, number 23-016, Roden Bridge. We have our Roden Bridge Administrator, Devin Huff.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is the bid we awarded the other day?
Yes.
Correct. Move to approve the agreement for fuel tank cleaning services buy-in between Aiken Environmental Services, LLC, and Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Next on our agenda is the approval for FY22 State Homeland Security Grant Program Subaward Agreement, number 23-015, Emergency Management. In front of us we have Ms. Melissa Duckworth. How are you this morning?
Good, how are you guys?
Doing great, thank you.
So I think a couple of weeks ago we signed the fiscal year 21 agreement. It had to be re-signed. This is the same competitive grant through the Regional Homeland Security Oversight Committee. Most of it, it's 100% funded equipment. It goes to the Sheriff's Office. Standard contract requirements for all federal grants on the agreement.
So. Do we already have a threat and hazard identification and risk assessment?
Yes, it's done regionally and passed on to the state.
So we already have all the requirements and everything's done.
Yeah. Can it, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Is it you or Kim that
I will
you'll follow all the instructions?
Yes.
Thank you.
And attached with this I do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, that approves to the agreement as to form, dated February 9th, 2023.
Move to approve the subaward agreement pertaining to the Missouri Department of Public Safety SIMCOG, Southwest Missouri
Council of Governments.
Council of Government 2022 Homeland Security Grant Program.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next on our agenda is Loggers and Public Safety Group, Resolution Number 22-140, Human Resource. Anybody? If you guys want to present, I
have a good thing that we should do.
This is just the second.
It is the second resolution. In December of 27th of 22, the first one was passed, and there was a 45-day window there that had to wait until the second resolution could be presented for the rule of 80 and out to include dispatch
and
corrections.
Note in the agreement as it's typed up, it should be rule of 80, and it says rule of 90, so, but everything else looks fine. It should be rule of 80.
Yeah.
In the document, it says to the alternate, is that, pardon?
It should show the distance. This is to move them over to their own department so they can retire early, that means 5. But it does include the rule of 80, yes.
Okay, so is it correct or not correct, where it says, pardon? It says dispatchers and corrections to the alternate rule of 90 for current and future.
Yes, 80.
80, that's what I'm meaning. So with proof.
Change that to rule of 80?
Yes.
Correct.
Move to approve the resolution of the Taney County, Missouri Commission, file number 22-140HR with corrections.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There is a rule of 90, isn't there? I thought so, but I didn't think. That's why. Okay. Thank you.
Next on our agenda is the Memorandum of Understanding between Taney County and Taney County Soil and Water District, number 23-008, Commission.
This is essentially to clean up some of our records and make sure we have a contract between us to do reimburse those funds. So, do you guys have any questions?
I was going to ask to see if they had been invited or made aware of this. The meaning of understanding, because it's different than what they had asked for. Does anyone know?
I don't have a clue.
I have no clue.
I don't need it.
Well, this is for rent reimbursement. I think the other request was for equipment, wasn't it?
Correct.
They changed the request from normal. We didn't actually have a memory of understanding.
Right, but this is strictly for the rent reimbursement.
Yeah,
that's my understanding.
Yeah, this one.
It is. If they want to do it, then they can sign it, I guess.
Yeah, if they don't want to, they can.
Correct.
Move to approve the Memorandum of Understanding by and between Taney County and the Taney County Soil and Water Conservation District.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Moving down the agenda, we have Taney County Regional Sewer District funding agreement for Lookout Acres / Venice North Sewer Project. Good morning, Brad. In front of us, we have Brad Albritton.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Good.
Good. Commission, do we have any further questions or discussion?
No, this is for the sewer project for Lookout Acres and Venice on Lake North Sanitary.
Yes, ma'am. This is an agreement to include funds for engineering, surveying, and easement acquisition and take us all the way through the bidding phase. Once we get through the bidding phases and obtain bids for construction, we come back to request funds for the construction of the project.
Okay. What is the... what's the amount asked for?
$800,000 is the funding agreement amount.
Okay. Move to approve the intergovernmental funding agreement by and between Taney County and the Taney County Regional Sewer District for the Lookout Acres Venice North Sanitary Sewer Improvement Project.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you,
Brad. Appreciate it. Down to court orders. Good morning, Jennifer. How are you this morning?
Good morning. So we have personal property paid abatements. There's two of them on here. Numbers 300865 and 300866. They are on the same account in 2021. They did not own the cargo trailer, and in 2022, they did not own the cargo trailer and three trucks.
and in our folder.